Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 9th of March, 2023. Happy to have you on hour number two of the Todd Albaugh Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer, engineer. Very kind of Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau to give us a call this morning on short notice on such an important issue.
Absolutely. Like you said to her, it's unfortunate that we had to have her on the show under these circumstances, but it is great to have such an immediate response from the leadership of Wausau.
Yeah, it really is. And that's the kind of representative we want, right? I mean, local government official at any level. And clearly she is on top of this. And she has really made a name for herself, by the way, as being a person of the people, really being a great leader in Wausau. And so we super appreciate the mayor of Wausau, Mayor Katie Rosenberg, taking time to talk with us this morning.
And I do think that looking at her Twitter page, you can see very much that she does her best to be a person of the people.
Yeah. Very hands-on, right?
Yeah, in the community, saying things like it is, as you said. Mm-hmm. Just all in all, as far as I'm aware, it seems like a pretty great mayor.
Yeah, no, really, really fantastic. And we appreciate the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, joining us this morning. And we will continue to follow the story into this hour as well, in case you are just joining us and saying, what the heck is Todd and Aaron talking about? A disturbing story coming out of Wausau this morning, according to the WausauSentinel.com. A story written by Evan Pretzer of the Wausau Sentinel. Apparently, not apparently, we can confirm because we talked to the mayor herself, that earlier this week in Wausau, an individual or individuals, it appears from outside of Wausau, came into Wausau and distributed anti-Semitic flyers. Police are on top of it. The mayor is working with police, investigating who this could have been, and also how they can be supportive of the Jewish community in Wausau. We will have more on this in just a little while. Also taking your phone calls, area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to check a look at a check of weather this morning. That is the other big news story of this morning. We have a weather system moving into the state. As we speak, it will hit different parts of the state, going from west to east this morning, and looks like Amory will probably get snow flurries first, along with Richland Center, Wausau a little bit later. Here is your specific forecast this morning. For Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin, in the Driftless area, a winter storm watch is in effect. It will turn into a winter storm warning beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon and going until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Look for snow starting later on this afternoon. A chance of snow at 100%, a high of 36 degrees. Snow will continue tonight, heavy at times, 100% chance of snow, a low of 27. And then finally, the snow will taper off tomorrow morning. By the time all is said and done by Friday, Richland Center could see somewhere between 8 to 10 inches of snow on the ground there in Richland Center. So be aware of that. Moving up to Wausau, WXCO in the middle part of the state, central Wisconsin, under a winter weather advisory in Wausau, that area, until 9 a.m. tomorrow. High of 34 degrees today. Snow will start late this afternoon and then continue throughout the evening. 100% chance of snow in Wausau and then moving into tomorrow as well. A high of 34 in Wausau for tomorrow. 5 to 8 inches. Looks like the more or less the total accumulations there. And then over in Amory, WLAK Lake Air Radio, winter weather advisory in effect. Looks like snow will move in later today. A high of 34. Snow overnight, 80% chance, and then a low of 22. And tomorrow, skies will clear off, be partly cloudy, and a high of 33. 4 to 5 inches of snow expected in Amory. So as Kara Foster, our meteorologist from Weatherology, said, think of it kind of as a layer cake. going from lighter to heavier, north to south. So Amory probably is somewhere in that 4 to 5 inches, and then Wausau 5 to 8, and Richland Center 8 to 10 inches of snow. That looks that apparently, according to Kara, maybe even another chance of snow moving in later on Saturday night and Sunday, which could bring 3 or 4 more inches of snow to the state of Wisconsin. So don't put those shovels away quite yet. We have to keep them out. I'm going to need them for a bit longer. Headlines this morning, what you need to know on this Thursday, the 9th of March, 2023. President Joe Biden set to release his 2024 budget today, laying out his policy vision for the year ahead. The new budget will cut the deficit by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years. According to the White House, advisors stress that the budget reflects his fiscal vision with significant investments in manufacturing, climate, education, paid leave, and health care, all paired with a menu of tax increases on corporations and wealthier Americans. Not just here in terms of winter storms, but California as well, where they do not need it. Millions across central and northern California are bracing for an alarming storm beginning today, with heavy rain threatening to cause widespread flooding in areas grappling with days-long snowfall. More than 17 million people are under flood watches in California and slices of Nevada, with much of the Golden State under an especially significant risk of excessive rainfall that could swamp some areas that are already devastated by severe flooding this year. At least 11 people were killed after Russia targeted critical infrastructure across Ukraine with more than 80 missile strikes today, according to officials. Following the strikes, 15% of Kyiv went without electricity temporarily. Back with more, including the top news story of the day from Wausau and your phone calls as well. Stay with us. This is the Tall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Ball Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 9 o'clock. We appreciate you joining us here on hour number 2 of the show. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer engineer, I am Todd Allball, and we appreciate you listening in this morning, wherever you are at. Perhaps you're in Richland Center, perhaps you're in Wausau or Amory, WLAK, WXCO, and also WRCE, respectively, going north to south. Or maybe you're one of the cool kids who are streaming us across the state or across the country or around the world on the Civic Media app. You can take Mr. Zommers and I wherever you go. All you have to do is grab your cell phone, your smartphone, if you will. You can see it on the table. All you got to do is pick it up, go to your app store. Doesn't matter whether you got an Apple, whether you got an Android device. Go to your app store. Type in Civic Media in the search bar of your app store. C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up. You download it. Guess what? Unlike a lot of apps, it won't cost you a thing. Free. As Gail King says, that's the deal. Download it. Takes less than a minute. Open up the app, and it'll pop up. You'll see the Madison station first, our flagship station, WMDX. But then go over to the left-hand side of the screen and hit Other Stations. Other stations, and then you scroll down until you find WRCE, News from the Center. WRCE. Click on that, open it up. You can put a star on that page, so when you open up your Civic Media app, it goes right to WRCE. And you can listen to Mr. Zommers and I Monday through Friday, 8 until 11, along with the other great programs here on the Civic Media Radio Network. When Sage Weil and Mike Crute started this venture last year, that is Civic Media, one of the main components was to focus on local news in our communities. And of course, we talk a lot about federal and state issues on this show, and that's a part of, it affects our communities. But one of the cool things about this network is our ability to turn on a dime and have people and have access to local news in the communities in which we're in. Because that's what's needed. That's how we change communities. That's how we empower local people. because those are the heroes, right? I mean, you can look at Mitch McConnell and you can look at Chuck Schumer. You can look at Kevin McCarthy and Hakeem Jeffries, Trump, Biden. Even look at Tony Evers or Robin Voss. But at the end of the day, I've always believed, because I saw it firsthand from my days in politics, the most powerful people are the local people, your neighbors next door to you and you. It's what we do in our local communities across Wisconsin that empower our communities, that change lives, that change communities. And so I am so thankful this morning to talk to a mayor like Katie Rosenberg from Wausau. That she, you know, I literally text, I mean, we follow each other on Twitter. So I, as they say, as the kids say, I slid into her DMs, her direct messages. And within 2 minutes, she responded and said, sure, I'll do it. And already we see a mayor like Mayor Rosenberg in Wausau on top of this issue. The issue we're talking about, in case you're just joining us, a story in the Wausau Sentinel this morning, distribution of anti-Semitic flyers in Wausau does not appear to be a crime, according to police. This is the statement that Mayor Rosenberg put out this morning. We're going to read a part of it. We'll go to the phones as well. I was downtown on Sunday and saw one of the flyers blowing around. After picking it up and seeing what was on it, I let the police chief know and also reached out to the local synagogue to make sure they were doing okay and to check if they were specifically targeted. I also asked around to folks who work downtown, and apparently a lot of flyers were put on plant beds and in front of businesses on Sunday morning. I've also heard reports that those flyers are being left in some Wausau residents' home. I'm currently in touch with the Anti-Defamation League to talk with what we saw here in Wausau and how we can work to ensure the community, including our Jewish neighbors, feel safe and welcome. The flyers are disgusting. This kind of overt anti-Semitism is rare here and is also absolutely not welcome in Wausau. Part of the statement from Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg this morning. Go to the phones. We appreciate you calling in. Going to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, we appreciate you calling in. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Todd. As you previously mentioned, I am residing in the city of Green Bay, but I actually moved here from the city of Stevens Point, and I worked for Bocelli, and my wife is a Stevens Point pointer, so I am very familiar with central Wisconsin and Wausau.
Very good.
Usually I'm listening to the Earl Ingham show at this time, but he's on replay today, so I decided to listen to somebody else.
We appreciate you phoning in. Earl's a great guy, but we appreciate you giving us a call.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this anti-Semitism flyers being handed out around Wausau.
Yeah.
And I guess my first reaction was absolutely shocked, because I lived in the Stevens Point, Wausau area for 3.5 years. And never was that something that you turned on the, you know, local morning news station and, you know, saw. There was never a news story about something as extreme as that. Mm-hmm. And my thought about this is that I think it just goes to show how polarized, we are getting as a nation. But more importantly, how well the Republican Party and the far right fringe of the Republican Party is doing on getting their base completely ticked off about stuff that isn't true, A, and B, getting them to believe the hypocrisy and the lies, and getting them to really believe that this certain group of people is the problem. And it's unfortunate. It's disgusting. It's just one of the many problems that we're facing in this country when it comes to, you know, politics and the huge role it's playing in day-to-day lives of not only Wisconsinites, but the people in this country.
I think you bring up a great point, Stephen, and I want to follow up and ask you a question. I do want to point out very quickly, we had the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, on this morning, and she confirmed what was in this news story by the Wausau Sentinel this morning. It appears that these anti-Semitic flyers that were distributed over Wausau over the last few days were not done by a local group or a local person. It appears it is this goofy group called Goyim TV or Goyim Defense League, someone from outside of Wausau coming in and doing this. So I think that's important to say that so far that's what it appears like. But the question I want to ask you, Stephen, because I think you hit on it. I'm not sure if you saw the story earlier this week. We talked about it on this show, that down in Muskego, there was an incident in a high school boys basketball game, Muskego, predominantly white, and they had about 15 kids, young men, high school kids, dressed in wife beater t-shirts and pajama pants and black ski masks and yelling monkey sounds at the predominantly black boys basketball team from Beloit. And so far, the Muskego School District has said almost nothing about this. And we talked to the mayor about this, Mayor Rosenberg from Wausau. You see that, Muskego. Now you see this happening in Wausau. To your point, do you think these things are connected with the type of rhetoric that's being put out? I mean, you had the CPAC convention by the Republicans last weekend in which they were calling for the eradication, not my words, theirs, the eradication of transgender people from the United States. I mean, this type of hate speech, do you believe it's connected?
You know, Todd, I'm glad you asked me. And yes, I did hear about the story. Actually, Earl Ingram was talking about it earlier in the week, and I called into his show and gave him my thoughts on this very story because I saw it on my local news station here in Green Bay. And to answer your question, absolutely, it's connected. We have a group of, you know, people in this country that suck down the fascist Kool-Aid that the Republican Party and the conservative far right wing is selling people. And here's why I think they're doing this, Todd. And it's very simple. They know that they're getting into a position where their views and their thought process is slowly becoming the minority thought process in this country. More of the older people and the baby boomers are passing away, and more millennials and Gen Zers are starting to be more prevalent. And we weren't raised the way that the baby boomers were. We were raised and it was completely different values and completely different thought processes. So the Republicans are finding themselves in a predicament where they're finding that they can't win off their issues. So now they're turning to scare tactics and they're really turning to, you need to hate the other side, or you need to hate people that look different than you or don't think the way you do, and firing them up that way. And then saying, well, if you don't want this to continue, you need to vote us into office, which is completely ridiculous. If I don't look black, I need to vote Republican. If I'm not like you, I need to vote Republican. It's completely off base. We know this. But if you spent your whole life listening to this, and now you have, you know, you've been watching things like Fox News and Newsmax, and they've been telling you that you need to resist these things, you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans aren't stupid. They know that. Mm-hmm. And it just goes back to the fracture of politics in this country. It is no longer two people who truly care about their country going up against each other because they think they have better ideas. It is one party that is trying to put this country together and another party that's doing everything in their power to tear it apart. And it might sound drastic, but in my view, that's exactly what's happening here.
It's not drastic at all, and I'm so glad to hear you say this. I appreciate you saying this, Stephen, because as a longtime Republican myself, I left the party in 2011, but I worked on a lot of campaigns. I saw a lot of the inner party workings. You're exactly right. I'll confirm exactly what you're saying. They're not, I mean, the Republicans might be a lot of things, leadership, but they're not stupid. And they can see the writing on the wall, and you're absolutely right. They have to change the narrative, change the rules, because their ideas will not win them in the general electorate. Before we let you go, I have about a minute and a half left here. I want to get your take as someone who lived in the Stevens Point area, now in Green Bay. I have family in Shawano. But tell us, from living in central Wisconsin, do you believe that this is indicative of most people there, or do you think that this type of anti-Semitic behavior is just not representative of the area?
So I just want to say, I was a conservative too when I first started in politics as a young teenager. Actually, I cast the vote for Donald Trump for his presidency. And then I started learning more and starting digging deeper into politics. And I thought to myself, hey, wait a minute here. There's just some stuff that isn't sitting right with me. And so then I, you know, and as the Republican Party got more extreme, I said, I can't go with these people anymore. So then I also switched to a Democrat and registered with my local county Democratic Party. And I've been that way for 4.5 years.
Stephen, let me ask you real quick. Do you have time to hang on till after the next break, or do you have to go?
Oh, I have time.
All right. I want to hang on because you're exactly the type of person that I want to talk to that our listeners need to hear from. Back with more from Stephen after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Of the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Lead story this morning, and we are continuing to talk about it. According to an article in the Wausau Sentinel and confirmed by Mayor Katie Rosenberg, who joined us earlier on this program live from Wausau, there is a distribution of anti-Semitic flyers in Wausau over the weekend and into the first part of the week. Apparently, some of them were put in people's doors. There was a photo captured on a Ring doorbell type of video of this individual putting the flyer in a doorbell. Mayor Rosenberg also saying that she found them downtown, some of them stuffed in planters throughout downtown, anti-Semitic flyers and language, saying that she has been in contact with the police department of Wausau, the police chief there. And again, this group, it appears, important to note, it appears at this point that this is not a local person or a local group in Wausau. This is an out-of-town, a regional, a national type of anti-Semitic hate group called Goyim, G-O-Y-I-M TV, Goyim TV, or the Goyim Defense League, associated by this goofball Ned Flanders, an anti-Semite, who came into Wausau to spread this message of hate and left these flyers. Investigation continues. If you know anything, if you have something on your Ring doorbell, if you saw anything, call the Wausau Police Department. Let them know. They want to hear from you no matter how small the detail. As Mayor Rosenberg continues to work with the Anti-Defamation League and others to ensure the safety of the Jewish community and everyone in the community of Wausau. Back to the phones. And by the way, taking your phone calls as well, if you want to call in, area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Would love to hear your take on this issue this morning. Appreciate Stephen holding on from Green Bay over the commercial break there. Stephen, you had some great insights, some great comments, giving us your opinion before the break there on why Republicans are attaching themselves to this sort of kind of hate speech. But I wanted to keep you on the line because I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you being vulnerable and telling folks, look, you were a Trump supporter in 16 and 20, both or just in 16?
Yeah.
You said you voted for Trump. What did you vote for him the first time or both times?
Only the first time.
Okay.
No,
it's fine. I think it's so important because you are exactly the type of listener that I think we need to hear from, but also we want to try to reach, because I think the mistake that Democrats and some others make is painting everyone with a broad brush and saying, oh, anybody who voted for Trump in 2016, we don't want them. We're never going to get their vote. I tend to believe that there are a lot of good people who are misled by Trump in 16 and some even in 20. But then if you say, look, just think about this, does it make sense? I think that people do have the ability to think for themselves and change. And you appear to be a prime example of that.
Yeah, and my political journey, I grew up in a very Christian household, so conservatism and especially pro-life was kind of beat into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young teenager who didn't do much research for himself, I kind of grasped on, like many young kids do, to their parents' values and ideals. And especially the pro-life thing, my dad, you know, very much so beat that into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I was, you know, raised with this thought process and had this thought process that, you know, these Democrats are horrible people that want to kill babies. And when I, you know, started doing my own research and started really looking into things, I found out something very interesting, Todd, and I don't know if any of your other callers have brought this to your attention. Because like I said, I don't listen to your show on a regular basis in my local market. But the pro-life movement in a whole is not exactly the pro-life movement. The pro-life movement is we want to control women and we want to tell them they have to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But once they have this baby, we don't want to give them any government assistance to take care of this baby. We don't want to help them in any other way. Heck, we don't even want to give them a handout so they can go to college or go to school and further their education so they can get a better job to take care of this baby.
Right.
All we're interested in is telling you that you have to have this kid. After that, you're SOL, you're on your own.
Right. Right.
And when I learned that, I'm like, this is garbage. This isn't pro-life. This is pro controlling of women and you know, men saying, you know, as a woman, we're going to tell you what you have to do. And if you don't do it, then, you know, you're going to be in big trouble. And that's not the country that I want to live in. And I don't think that, you know, the, you know, thousands of people that have gone and fought for this country fought for that either. And so really the pro-life movement isn't really pro-life. It's not at all.
I can't thank you enough for pointing this out, because again, you hit the nail on the head. And as someone who spent over 30 years inside Republican politics in the state, working for Republican elected officials, being at the highest ranks of the state Republican Party, I will tell you, you're right. Is that I don't want to paint with too broad a brush on that side either. There are some people that actually do care about life, but the leadership of the state and federal party, they don't. You're right. It's all about ginning people up to vote for their agenda, vote for their candidates. And you're right. They are forcing this on women. I mean, I have two nieces, and God forbid they would ever be raped. But if that would ever come upon them, I would want them to have the ability to make that choice for themselves in conjunction with their parents and their faith leaders, and to make that choice whether they wanted to carry that baby to term or not. Right now in Wisconsin, they don't have that choice. And you're absolutely right that once the child is born, what do Republicans and their priorities do for that child? Not much. Not much. And it's amazing.
Can I tell you what forcing a woman having a baby does?
Tell me.
Not only does it psychologically mess up the woman, but more than that, my mom is a prime example. She had me when she was 18 years old. She wasn't even graduated from high school yet.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I had a very rough childhood. I was raised by my grandma until I was 5 years old. And my grandma, unfortunately, passed away of cancer when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was bounced around in the foster care system. I was in seven different foster cares.
Wow.
From the time I was five until I was about 13 years old. And I've gone to counseling and I've had to go through a lot of things because of the trauma I had when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could say anything to people listening to your show, it would be forcing a woman to have a baby is not only wrong from a moral and ethical value, but the things that kid may go through in his life may mess that kid up forever. And mm-hmm. that's not fair to the child. So, yeah.
That's powerful, Stephen. And I appreciate you sharing that. I am a believer that things happen for a reason. And I think just having you on this program today and sharing your story and sharing your journey, I mean, what would you say? I mean, we go all across the state, predominantly in the northern and central and southern part of the state. What would you say to people who are similar to your journey? Someone who may have voted for Trump before, and now we have the 2024 election coming back. Trump is the leading candidate. What would you say to someone who is saying, well, I still kind of want to vote Republican, but I'm not really sure? What would you say to that individual after having taken your own journey?
This is what I would say to anybody that comes up to me and is kind of on the fence or not, you know, fully educated on the issues or maybe what the person stands for. I would say simply this. Trump is not running because he cares about you. Trump isn't running because he wants to make America great again, even though that's the tagline and the slogan he hangs on to. He is on a tour and a campaign for power, and he's willing to put anyone down that steps in his way or prevents him and his men from doing so. We need to vote people into our local governments and our national government that holds our values and are going into the positions they're going into because they genuinely care about their constituents and genuinely care about the places and municipalities that they're representing. We don't need people going into office that simply want power and are willing to destroy whatever institution in this country to do that. We need people who actually care. And unfortunately, the Republicans have not been able to offer any of that for quite some time. And I also quickly think that the two-party system in this country is a little broken as well. But that's a different conversation for a different day.
Sure. Well, Stephen, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in. Earl's a great guy, but hey, listen to us anytime on the app, and you are welcome on this program. Call in. We'll always love your perspective. It takes courage. I don't think people realize it takes courage to say, you know, hey, I was a Trump supporter, but I actually started to think for myself. So I think that's tremendous. So thank you very much. We appreciate it, Stephen. Stephen in Green Bay this morning. We appreciate his call and also appreciate you listening. Please call in as well. We want to hear from you. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. What are your thoughts on this issue this morning for the Wausau Sentinel in Wausau over the weekend and into the first part of this week? Of anti-Semitic flyers being distributed there in Wausau, caught on cell phone or on Ring doorbell footage. Also, Mayor Katie Rosenberg, who joined us on the show earlier, saying that she herself found these downtown in planters in downtown. Reported to the Wausau police chief. Want to finish up the statement by Mayor Rosenberg there, where she called this out. Said exactly what she thought about this issue. She said, quote, the flyers are, we read part of the first part of the statement earlier, but picking it up from Mayor Rosenberg in Wausau, the flyers are disgusting. She said, this is the kind of overt anti-Semitism which is rare here. It is also absolutely not welcome in Wausau. This group is looking for attention and for ways to divide our community. It will not work. It won't work. We show up for each other, and we won't allow them to intimidate our neighbors. If anyone has any information on these incidents, they can reach out to police. The words from Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg this morning. She's absolutely right. These groups want to come into our communities and divide us. Divide us. And just like the last caller, Stephen from Green Bay said, who spent time living in Stevens Point, just down the road a piece from Wausau, this is not really indicative of the majority of people in central Wisconsin who are good people. Stephen, a former Trump supporter, said, you know what? He started thinking for himself. Realized that when Republicans say that they're pro-life, they're really not. Because life doesn't start at conception. Life continues on. It's not a moment that we have life. We have life till we die, right? We have to take care of one another. Have to support one another. That includes government giving a hand up and not just a handout. We'll be back with more after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's all I can remember.
Back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 9:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Some good music there for you to give us a little bit of a break there from the heavy news of the day. Welcome your calls as well as we continue on this morning. Number to dial in is 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. If you want to weigh in on this issue in Wausau, these anti-Semitic flyers being called in, or anything else that's on your mind this morning, go ahead and give us a ring-a-ling. Want to turn the page in this segment, this hour, to an article from in kind of the news headlines. President Biden releasing his budget today. And so the Wall Street Journal published a preview of Joe Biden's budget. Now, their article states that Biden will, quote, save hundreds of billions of dollars by seeking to lower drug prices, raising some business taxes, cracking down on fraud, and cutting spending he sees as wasteful, according to White House officials. This is not part of the Biden release. This is what the Wall Street Journal is saying. This happens all the time, that whether it's the governor, whether it's the president, they will intentionally leak or give information to specific media outlets to let them preview it. So apparently the Wall Street Journal got a preview of the Biden budget a little bit early. So the Wall Street Journal is saying that the Biden budget will save hundreds of billions of dollars. Now remember, the Wall Street Journal definitely leans to the right on the political spectrum. This is not a left-wing rag, as the kind of the Republican logo there, the Republican speak, the lingo, if you will. Wall Street Journal, not that. Wall Street Journal, a conservative leaning to the right publication, saying, and it's Wall Street Journal saying, that Biden's budget will save hundreds of billions of dollars. All right? About the budget, the White House says that over the next 10 years, the plan would cut deficits by close to $3 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars. Reflecting the needs of Ukraine to fight off the 2022 Russian invasion, as well as tensions with China, Biden will call for a larger defense budget. Who used to call for larger defense budget? Republicans. I mean, any true conservative, hawkish Republican should love this budget. Protecting the U.S. against Russia and China. As he outlined yesterday, part of the budget plan, Biden's, will fund the Medicare Trust Fund for at least another 25 years. In part, by increasing tax rates on people earning more than $400,000 a year. Let me say that again. The Biden tax increase will raise taxes on people earning more than $100,000 a year. My guess is not many people listening to my voice this morning are making more than $400,000 a year.
I'm sure not making that anywhere near that.
You and me both, my friend. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for my job. I love media. But, you know, we're not paid anywhere close to that kind of money.
Nor are we saying we should be.
No, I don't deserve that kind of money, not at all. But I think that we're in the category where, you know, we can't just, neither one of us could go to the grocery store and just buy whatever we want. But you still have to budget out food for, you know, money for food, for groceries, for bills. We're in that category with you, along with those of you listening. So when you hear tonight on Fox News or other places, oh my gosh, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Well, sure. If you make more than $400,000 a year, that's true. But if you're like the majority of us, there's going to be no tax increases. Meanwhile, according to the Wall Street Journal, House Republicans continue to insist they will not vote to raise the debt ceiling to pay for expenses already incurred. We talked about this yesterday. Many of these expenses incurred under Trump, thus forcing the U.S. into default for the first time in our history. It's the willingness, you guys, of the Republican Party to default on the country's debt that shows how thoroughly radicalized it has become. We talked about this yesterday in the show. Raising the national debt ceiling is not the same as approving more spending or adding to the national debt. Raising the national debt ceiling means that when you open the bill for your credit card, it means you then have to write a check to pay for what you've already spent. And I don't want to take credit for this analogy because it was Matt Flynn on the Matt Flynn Show, which you can hear every afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn Direct, 3 o'clock. Do not miss it. Matt Flynn talked about this on his show. It explained it very well. What has happened here is the country has already spent money, most of it under Trump, in Trump budgets. They approved it. Congress approved it. Trump signed it into law, approved that spending. Now the bill comes due for things we've already spent on. And so you got to pay the bill. That's what happens when you raise the national debt ceiling. And now the Republicans who control the House are saying, oh, no. We're not going to pay that. Well, this Biden's problem. No, it's Trumpster's problem. He's the one that signed it. You guys passed it. Trump signed it into law, spent the money. Now you have to do something that Republicans say that they are, fiscally conservative. How many times do we hear personal responsibility? Run the country like kitchen table politics. How do you run your home? How do you run a business? How many business people, women and men out there, business people, how many of you went out and spent money for your business, and then when you got the invoice, you just threw it in the trash and said, I'm not going to pay that? I bet none of you, or at least not very many of you.
Yeah, that's why you don't run a coffee shop anymore, right? Because you did that?
Well, I didn't do that, but there are a lot of other issues. That's a whole other bottle of coffee or something. Yeah, right. No, I own two businesses. Part owner, and you cannot not pay your vendors, to use a double negative. You have to pay your vendors. So that's what's happened here. We incurred debt under Trump, and now the bills come due. And if the Republicans in the House refuse to pay that bill, it's going to send this country into a recession. And why do they want that? For the same reason that our earlier caller, Steven, said, because they know that Republican ideas cannot win. They have to use these tricks. This is a trick. We got to pay our bills. Don't let the Republicans fool you. Back with Hour 3 after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.